Blog Talk Radio.
Prayer Force with Carol Ann Parisi. Today I'm here with you and we are empowering ourselves with prayer. You know, during these tumultuous times, it's time for peace, love, and prayer. We need direction from our Father God above. We know that whenever two or more are gathered, we can go ahead and be empowered. So God, we thank you for this day. We are guided by the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to start the show off with the praying the names of God. And this week is the Lord my rock, Yahweh Tsuri. What better word than rock to represent God's permanence, protection, and enduring faithfulness? When we pray to the Lord, our rock, we are praying to God who could always be counted on. His purposes and plans remain firm throughout history. The New Testament identifies Jesus as the spiritual rock accompanied the Israelites during their long journey through the desert. Yes, he is also the stone builder rejected, but has become the cornerstone of our God's church. And here is a key scripture of the day. Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. Psalm 144:1. God reveals his name. Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He's my loving God, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer. Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hands of foreigners whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, O God, on the 10-string lyre. I will make music to you, the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David from the deadly sword. That is Psalm 144, 1, 2, 7 through 10. Let's ponder those words a little bit. Let's listen to some beautiful music while we ponder.
Thank you.
are more reliable than the ground I stand on, and your faithfulness is more than I can comprehend. Thank you for hearing my voice and rescuing me when I cry to you. When I am shaken, you steady me. When I am in trouble, you save me. Amen. This is from Praying the Names of God book. And we've got to understand this great name. God reveals his name, the Lord our rock. Okay? Praise the Lord, my rock who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. You know, we are in the battle for the life of liberty in this great country. It is true. This is a spiritual battle. Okay? This is not a battle of politics any longer. It is a battle between good and evil. And God has been with us. We ask God for truth and righteousness, for freedom-loving candidates, candidates that love God and that love the Constitution. So let's understand this name, because if we lift our hands up to the Lord, who is the rock of our nation, and this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, the rock provides shade, shelter, and safety in the wilderness. And they were used to construct altars, temples, houses, and city walls. Heaps of stones were also used to commemorate important events in Israel's history. God's commandments given to Moses were etched in stone so that all generations could learn his law. The word rock epitomizes his enduring faithfulness. Yes, he is faithful. The Hebrew noun, tsur, is often translated as rock or stone, while Petra is the Greek word for rock. To worship Yahweh Sura, Yahweh Suri, is to echo Hannah's great prayer of praise. There is no rock like our God. That is from 1 Samuel 2.2. So let's study this name a little bit from our book. David praised God for delivering him from his enemies. What kind of enemies do we face, have we faced in the past? How have we dealt with them? David has expressed his sense of vulnerability with vivid images. Describe a time in life when you felt particularly vulnerable. How has God heard your cries for help? How would your life be different if you experienced more deeply the truth that God is your rock? So, friends, God is our rock. We are 8 days away from an election. 8 days away from an election. Are we going to fundamentally transform America into a socialist nation, or are we going to go ahead and rock this with our rock, God? Now, Mary Lynn didn't want me to share something with you. This is her insight of the day, and I will find it again. I've got so many. But, you know, it's so funny because I do know that God is my rock, and he has been helping me fight a lot of these battles. I've been out there every day and doing some precincts, trying to study what's going on and put signs out for this great election to renew the presidency of our Donald J. Trump. And I know this isn't a political show, but you know what? We are in the fight of our life. We are totally in the fight for the life of our country. So, okay, so let's see. Here we go. This is from Mary Lynn, and it goes like this. If you don't value your time, neither will others. Okay, that's true, because, you know, God has numbered our days. He knows. He absolutely knows, and he knows that what we should be doing is to honor him and glorify him in all we do, and pray more. And it's just time to just keep praying earnestly for America. I have a great prayer book I use every single day, pretty much. And it's Joyce Myers. And it's starting your day right and ending your day right. And we're, I believe, at October 26th. So we numerous are we Are we one body in Christ the Messiah? Individually, we are part of one another, mutually dependent on one another. It's from Romans 12:5. Now, our country is so divided, it's antithetical to being one body. But see, the left doesn't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in God. So let's see what Joyce has to say. Learn to appreciate the call of God on your life. He has a different call for everybody. None of us who are called to do all the work that needs to be done, but we could each enjoy our assignments we are given. We also enjoy the work that God does through others. Today holds an opportunity to mature in the knowledge of God and to enjoy whatever God has called you to do. Your part is needed. Ask God early in the day to show you where to use your gifts and to help others. So, you know, the great thing is what can God do through me today? And that's a great thing. Now, here's a great one for tomorrow. Speak positively. Behold, your desired truth in your inner being. Make me, therefore, to know wisdom in my innermost heart. That's Psalm 51:6. Focus on speaking words and faith today. Keep your confessions truthful but positive. Don't deny the existence of your circumstances, but confess what God's word has to say about your situation. For example, if you're sneezing, coughing, and finding it difficult to breathe, it isn't truthful to say you aren't sick, but you can learn to present the negative situation in a positive way. I believe God's healing power is working in me, and I am getting better all the time. See, it is focusing on the positive. God wants us to focus on the positive. God loves us, and He wants us to be His children. He wants us to actually come before Him. Now, here's another one. This is from Joyce Meyer. This is ending your day right. Submitting to authority. Be submissive to every human institution and authority for the sake of the Lord, whether it be to the emperor or the supreme or governors as sent by Him to bring vengeance, punishment, justice, to those who do wrong and encourage those to do good service. That's 1 Peter 2, and that's 13 and 14. A godly response to those in authority over you provides you with a spiritual safety. If you submit to authority for the sake of honoring God and His word, you will enjoy a free flow of His anointing in your life. If you rebel, well, you know what? We're allowed to have, we have a First Amendment, so we're allowed to, we did it legally. We didn't pillage and burn things like the peaceful protesters known as Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So a godly response to those in authority over you provides you with spiritual safety. If you submit to authority for the sake of honoring God and His word, you will enjoy a free flow of His anointing in your life. Amen. If you rebel and refuse to submit, you will block an anointing. Submission protects you from demonic attack, while rebellion opens the door for the enemy. Live by the anointing God has given you to help you in all you do. You must remember that things are accomplished by the Spirit of God and not by the might or power. See Zechariah 4:6. Tonight, stay peaceful and calm. Be quick to forgive, slow to anger, patient and kind. You'll find that your anointing will be stronger. And, you know, we are in such tumultuous times for our country right now. And we do have to obey our police officers. We do have to obey authority figures. It doesn't mean we can't protest, okay, peaceably. Use your First Amendment right, but you do it respectfully. You don't go ahead and riot and loot and kill police officers. If a police officer pulls you over, you put your hands up on your steering wheel, over your dashboard, and you just go ahead and just let that officer know you're not going to attack him. Never used to be that way. But you know what? We are living in very tumultuous times, and the only thing we can do is pray. So now we're going to go to the throne. Abba, Father, we hope to glorify you in all we do, God. God, we ask you for your divine guidance. We ask for your protection and provision. God, we ask for the truth to be exposed, Father. You promise if we come to you and we ask you and we pray to you, you will answer us, God. God, please use us to help be your voice. Please use us to help volunteer for these good candidates. Let people wake up to the truth of what's going on in this country. Expose these negative, low vibrational people, Abba, Father. Expose the left for who they are. And God, keep us in your will.
God, you know what? We do know that you answer our prayers. But, Father, we know you are in control of everything, and we are called to trust in you with all our heart and lean not onto our own understanding. In all our ways, Father, we will acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. That is from your word, Abba Daddy. That is Proverbs 3:5. So, God, you lead, you guide, you touch us. You touch this country, God. You awaken America. Please, Father, awaken those people that are against this president, that are against America and American exceptionalism. Waken people that are there to go ahead and get out the vote the right way. Stop the bullying. Stop the bullies. And God, use us to help do this. We trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart, as it says in Proverbs 3:5. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, God, to have the Yasha Prayer Force, God, and yes to Trump. It is time for Trump. So, God, in this next week, let people really just awaken and get themselves going and use us. Use this prayer force. Use me, Carol Ann Parisi. And I thank you for this opportunity. Let your will be done. We ask this in Jesus' name. And you know what? We love you, America. We thank you. Remember, be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. This is Carol Ann Parisi saying thank you for joining me today. Didn't have any of my friends with me. Nancy did buzz in my home phone. Maybe she forgot. But let's sign off with a little bit of our beautiful peace of mind Boston music, because hey, you know what, God gives us peace of mind. We can all do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And again, be well, be blessed, be free. This is Carol Ann Peace.